Welcome to About Music. Today we're going to explore some ballet music from the Romantic period. As I mentioned last week, nearly everyone can name at least one Romantic ballet, and unless you were a dancer yourself, the one you named was probably by Tchaikovsky, one of these, Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, or The Nutcracker. But many other prominent 19th century composers also contributed significantly to the world of ballet music. These composers played a crucial role in shaping the ballet music repertoire, contributing works that are still performed and cherished in ballet companies around the world today. Here are some of the notable composers: Leo Delibes, Adolf Adam, Ludwig Minkus, César Pugni, Ricardo Drigo, Edouard Lalo, Ferdinand Herold, Daniel Auber, Jules Massenet, Amilcare Ponchielli, Paul Taglioni, and Alexander Glazunov. In addition to original compositions for ballet, the works of many other composers have been adapted for ballet. By Frédéric Chopin, adapted by Alexander Glazunov, Les Sylphides, for example. And then we also have Emil Waldteufel and Eduard Strauss. It is my opinion that amongst the music genres, ballet is one of the best at portraying the spirit of Romanticism. Its subject material closely mirrors the Romantic ideals of emotional expression, nature as a source of beauty, and heroism. Fairy tales and mythology are prominent, and the choreography, music, and costumes are designed to evoke a powerful emotional response from the audience. Solos and pas de deux both delight the audience and are important to individual expression and interpretation. Today we're going to listen to Les Sylphides, which uses the music of Chopin, and a Tchaikovsky perennial, The Sleeping Beauty. First we'll start with The Sleeping Beauty. The story is well known, the music likewise. So here goes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I trust you enjoyed the Sleeping Beauty. We're going to continue now with music by Chopin. What, you say? I thought he wrote music for the piano. Yes, he did. But Chopin is a composer who was more romantic than romantic. It was only logical that another romantic composer, Alexander Glazunov, would start in 1892 to adapt this music, ultimately, for that other more romantic than romantic genre, ballet. If you know Chopin's piano music, you will recognize all of these. Les Sylphides does not have a specific story. Instead, it is a romantic reverie that captures the mood and aesthetic of romantic ballet, and that evokes the atmosphere of a moonlit forest. The emphasis is on the beauty and grace of the dancers.
Thank you.
Enjoyed this music, as I'm sure you did, please join me again next week for part two. Goodbye for now. Thank you.